Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. On Friday's edition of Farm Talk, Mick Kerr caught up with Kevin Papp, the president of the Minnesota Farm Bureau. He recently got back from Washington, D.C. after talking with Washington lawmakers to get an update on the USMCA agreement and U.S.-China trade talk.
Well, the big topic lately here is USMCA, so I would assume that might have been at the top of Farm Bureau's list to kind of convince somebody to do something.
It is on the top of our list. You know, we've got serious financial and emotional challenges, whether it's because of poor weather, low prices, trade uncertainty, and Farm Bureau really sees passing USMCA as a critical step to facilitate productive negotiations with other countries like Japan, European Union, UK, certainly China, and we really need to get this one done first so we can move on to others.
As you visited with the Upper Midwest senators and congressmen, I'm sure they said, yes, we're working on it. But how about, did you visit with any people who are dragging their feet?
Well, we've got some that still have some concerns. You know, we had a chance to hear from House Ag Committee Chairman Colin Peterson and his commitment to continue to push this and ask for this to happen sooner versus later. But quite frankly, from some of the new Dems, they've got some questions yet, whether it's on drugs or pharmaceuticals, whether it's on labor standards, enforcement of that. And they're continuing to meet on a weekly basis. I know they met yesterday as a group. They've got a meeting, I think, scheduled next week. And we do want to make sure we do this right and we have broad bipartisan support.
They were hoping to get it done before the August recess. Will it happen here before fall, do you think?
Well, we sure hope so, and maybe that's what it'll take is the August recess when they're back home in the district and we'll hear directly from farmers how important this is to agriculture. You know, this USMCA strengthens our U.S. highly productive and integrated ag relationship with our North American partners, and hopefully this is what we need to move on. So if we make enough noise, let them know how critically important trade is to our economic success, maybe we can send them back in September and have them get their work done.
That is the challenge, then. That is a call to action for all farmers and anybody. If you don't get to an event where your congressman or senator is during the month of August, well, shoot them an email, right?
Emails work great. Just have that. And even just talking with their local folks back in the district office and giving them a call if you're more satisfied with a call, but we just need to make sure that they understand that our economic success has an awful lot to do with international trade.
Papp also gave an update on U.S.-China trade negotiations.
Well, we talked a lot about that, the importance to continue to be at the table. We've got some real concerns. You know, once you lose the market, it's really hard to get it back, but also need to realize the African swine fever is reducing some demand. I mean, dead pigs don't eat. That's the bottom line. And we want to make sure that we have the tools to get to the table and ask the Chinese to negotiate with us. You know, for every 1% increase in Chinese pork imports, that equals a 20% increase in our U.S. pork exports. We don't remember sometimes how big China is and how dependent we are on them.
Again, that was President of the Minnesota Farm Bureau, Kevin Papp. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.